Hello, I'm Senator Frank Ginn, and I represent the 47th District here in Northeast Georgia.
He's the incumbent, is Senator Frank Ginn, elected in 2010, took office in 2011, obviously, and running for another term. In the Georgia Senate is Madison County Republican Frank Ginn, District 47, about half of Athens in the Senate. Of course, District 46, Republican Bill Calsert, the other half. Primary opposition, and for a second time, for Senator Frank Ginn, coming from Ross Harvin, who joins us now. Ross Harvin, Jefferson-Jackson County, I think he can correct me on that. Ross Harvin, thanks for your time this morning.
Thanks for having me on, Tim. Good morning.
And again, you're in Jackson, well, not at this moment, but in Jackson County, correct, you and your family?
Yes, sir.
All right. Mentioned that you ran a couple of years ago, coming up short. What makes you think this is going to be different?
Well, Tim, the last time I ran, I tried to be a politician. I tried to be what I'm not. I'm not a politician. I tried to, and we went ways that I don't know if they were right. They didn't feel right. Just was not authentic, I believe.
And so how do we get this time around the authentic, if you will, Ross Harvin? I'm reading the bio on the website, Ross, that's R-O-S-S, Harvin, H-A-R-V-I-N, rossharvin.com. Mentioned, among other things, a small businessman and a Marine veteran, and now in the United States Marine Corps Reserve, almost 20 years, the rank of gunnery sergeant. Oh, by the way, 1, 2, 3, 4 children and a wife. That's a pretty busy life there, Ross Harvin. How are you going to translate that and make that the authentic Ross Harvin out on the campaign trail in a way you say you weren't able to do a couple of years ago?
Well, I think we were able to on the campaign trail, not a problem. That is the authentic Ross Harvin. I'm a guy that's working hard, raising kids, believes in service, coaching baseball, going to softball tournaments, and dealing with the everyday struggle that everybody's dealing with.
And what does that mean? How does that translate into getting votes?
I think when you talk to people and they see that you are like them, it's an automatic easy vote. I mean, you know, Tim, I wasn't planning on running. I got in this race really late. There are other people that said they were going to, and I was going to stay away from it because it costs a lot of money, I'll tell you that. But they didn't want to get in. Me and my wife talked about it, prayed about it, and decided, well, you know, we'll go for it.
All right. And you say you get yourself elected, among the things you say you want to do, eliminate the state income tax. Now, that's something people have been talking about for a good long time, and yet we still have it. They keep whittling away at it. They keep cutting the rate, but we still keep paying the tax. How would you, and here's the question they will always ask, and you'll hear this at various forums and such, how would you make up the revenue? Or do you need to make up the revenue?
Yes, sir. I knew that would be a question. It's a hot item. I want to eliminate the state income tax. I can't do it just by myself. So I think the problem is not having enough people that want to do it together. To make up the revenue, there's two options. There's obviously a sales tax that's going to accrue the revenue across all spectrums of people. And then the other thing is maybe the government could spend a little less money.
Where? Ross Harvin, candidate for state senate. I hear that a lot. Where would you cut?
Where would I cut the money, the spending?
Yes.
I would have to be able to look at the complete budget, but I would say that I'm sure there are agencies that are spending too much money. Have you ever driven by a school system and seen the lights on when nobody's there?
True enough, but I would say this about that, Senator Ross Harvin, and you'll get this question if you hadn't already. I mean, education funding typically takes up somewhere around 54-55% of every state budget. The one they just passed, the one the governor will sign, more than 50%, usually 55% of that, is going to education in some form or fashion. And we're, turn out the lights, save the power bill, but we're not going to do away with education funding. Which brings me to this. If you can't say what you'd cut, maybe another way to ask that question is, what would you not cut? Are there any sacred cows in state government budget?
I mean, education is obviously a priority, the children and their education. That's not something I would want to cut. Look, you pay, forgive me if I'm wrong on the number, but on your gas, you pay like 36 cents a gallon as a gas tax. We know it's all been suspended before. There are stores that pay an inventory tax for having things on the shelf. There are taxes every which place you look. So there's got to be, and there's a $16 billion surplus. There's got to be a way that we can figure out how to cut spending. And I'm being a fiscal conservative. That's what I believe the government should do, spend less. Education is one I would not want to touch.
All right, Ross Harvin, candidate for state senate, again challenging State Senator Frank Ginn. The election in, 36 days, I believe, is because the early voting
right
will start 2 weeks from today, is it? On the 29th, the early voting that starts. You say you will end sanctuary cities in Georgia as a technical matter, and if we didn't know this before, we certainly know it now, as a result of a couple of laws passed by the legislature, 2016 most recently. Technically, you cannot have a sanctuary city in Georgia, cannot be a sanctuary city in Georgia. There are those who look, for example, at Athens and say, well, you're a sanctuary city in every way but the official nomenclature, that you've found ways to skirt that law. What do you mean when you say end sanctuary cities in Georgia?
Right. Obviously, it's not legal. It's never been legal. And the legislature did pass some new legislation after the recent tragedies. But the problem I have with that is it's just a misdemeanor. If somebody's in power and decides that they want to violate not only state law but federal law, then it should probably be a felony. There's got to be some bite to it to keep people from doing this.
Again, Ross Harvin, candidate for Senate, running in District 47. Frank Ginn, the long-term incumbent in there. I will ask the question this way, and people who listen know I ask this one a lot when somebody's challenging an incumbent. You're asking the voters in that district, which covers, as we say, about half of Athens-Clarke County. Ross Harvin, you're asking the voters in that district to fire him after more than a decade in the Senate, close to a decade and a half now. You're asking the voters to fire him and hire you. Why?
Well, I'm asking, I love this one because you did it last time and it caught me really off guard. but I'm asking them to vote for me if they're in favor of change, if they want to maybe look at term limits down the road, good ethical leadership and service to the people of the district. That's what I want to do, a time for a change. If they're ready for a change, I would love their vote. I'd be honored to have it, and I'd be just happy to be the change that they deserve.
All right, again, rossharvin.com, RossHarvin, rossharvin.com, candidate for Georgia Senate. Best of luck out there. Thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you, Tim.